This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Rob LeCain. Rob, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I have been working in the digital media for over the last 15 years. From 2000 to 2010, I had my own company in Milan, Italy, called The Big Space with my business partner, Dick Lockhart. We specialized in designing digital installations and smart fixtures for predominantly retail clients. That involved working with Levi Strauss in Mexico City, Polo Ralph Lauren in New York, and a number of other key European fashion retail brands. And our particular area of focus that happened, I'd say, quite organically. We didn't have a plan to really be focusing on this area when we started the company, but we ended up gravitating more and more towards solutions that involved the use of radio frequency identification, RFID technology. One of the key projects that we produced was for Polo Ralph Lauren in Manhattan, New York. This was thanks to an introduction that we had to Infosys, the IT and consulting firm based out of India, who we met at the National Retail Fair in New York in January 2007. And they already had a working relationship with Polo Ralph Lauren, providing them with a lot of their back-end logistics. And they were in initial conversations with Polo Ralph Lauren to create a new digital archive system in order to provide Polo's internal designers with a means of accessing the whole back catalogue of Polo Ralph Lauren fashion designs to use as inspiration when designing a new season collection.
Can you tell us about the seamless end-to-end experience you design using digital asset management, or DAM, and radio frequency identification, or RFID, to connect the physical and digital world together?
We were brought in really to design the user experience for this new digital archive. And I guess from our point of view, the particularly interesting opportunity we had with this project was to not only consider the user experience that Polo's designers would be having on screen to access this digital archive system, but they were also interested in creating a corresponding physical archive of all the of all their back catalogue of products that could then link to the digital archive. So in other words, designers at Polo Ralph Lauren, the idea was that they would be able to view the whole digital archive from their computer at their desk and then book products that they could then walk over to the other side of the road in Manhattan and actually pick up the product they've seen on their screen and check it out from the physical archive space at Polo. So it was a really great example of the online experience and the offline, the physical experience coming together thanks to the radio frequency identification technology that we were going to be using to physically tag their whole back catalogue of products and then connect that tagging system into the digital asset management system that the designers would be accessing from their desks. How were we going to do this? Well, there were some key players involved. There was, as I said, there was The Big Space, which was my company that was really responsible for the, as I said, the user experience, the front-end design, both of the digital asset management system, but also designing the physical experience of how designers, once they were in the physical archive space, how they would then actually check out a physical product and check it in, just like at a library when you check out a book and then return it. And we also came up with some other ideas of how they could best utilize this RFID technology in the physical archive space to find out more information about each product in the archive space. So we came up with a smart surface and a smart hanger, so you could just hang up a product in the space. And then on a plasma screen, you would access information from the digital asset management system based on that particular product. So coming up with these seamless experiences to marry all the metadata that had been tagged to every product and being able to access all that data when you actually had the physical product in your hands. That was what it was about. So that was what the big space, my company, was responsible for. Alongside us, we had Infosys, the IT consulting company, who were responsible for delivering the whole back end, the database system that the front end would be connecting to. And they had picked a particular digital asset management software called Artesia that they were using as the UI for holding all the content that was being accessed from the back-end system. So what we did, we decided there was a lot of conversation whether we would build the front-end user experience in either Ajax, so dynamic HTML, or in a Flex-based environment. And in the end, we opted for Flex, as we felt it would give us more freedom in creating a more dynamic user experience, being able to play more with faster transitions and a more a richer user experience. So we decided with Infosys and Polo Ralph Lauren to design the front-end experience in Flex that would then bolt on to the Artesia digital asset management software, and the whole back-end system and the integration of our Flex-based front-end with Artesia was then handled by Infosys offshore in India. And then in the meantime, in Manhattan, New York, we found local suppliers to build the smart fixtures. And what I mean by that are these pieces of furniture, custom pieces of furniture that would house the RFID technology that was provided by a company owned by Motorola called Symbol Technologies. The smart fixtures housed essentially RFID radio frequency identification readers and antennas, which would then enable the people in the physical space to just lay down a piece of clothing on a smart surface, and each piece of clothing had an RFID tag sewn in to each product that enabled the clothing to be washed, you know, with no detrimental effect to the RFID tags. And these tags, obviously, it enables these products to just be thrown onto the smart surface, and automatically it's read by the antenna that's housed within the smart piece of furniture. So obviously massive benefits over the traditional barcode, because no longer are people having to actually line up the barcode with an optical scanner device. Instead, we're using radio waves to communicate the unique product number of each product to a database, thanks to the antenna that's housed within the piece of MDF furniture. So you could then throw onto this surface, you know, 20 or more products all in a heap, and they would all be individually read thanks to the RFID tags sewn into each garment. At the beginning of this project, from my point of view as a designer, the most important thing was to actually understand how the design process at Polo Ralph Lauren currently worked, i.e. how a Polo Ralph Lauren designer proceeded to work in the real world, and how we could optimize and improve their experience through technology and through this digital asset management system. It was interesting getting inside Polo and understanding the reality of the design process there, because they were relying on a very non-technological process at that point. The design process they currently had was that they would initially look for inspiration. And how they would do that would be looking at their back catalogue of products, looking in magazines, going to old thrift stores, looking for vintage garments. They would be looking for an initial theme to tie their inspiration together. So let's say it was Wimbledon tennis in the 1930s. So they would then create a physical wall, a physical collage of inspirational imagery, involving, as I say, old photos, magazine articles, old old garments, and they'd create this physical wall of inspiration, which would then be used to brief the product designers to go away and come up with designs that reflected this particular inspirational theme. So what we wanted to do using technology was to replicate that physical wall of inspiration and to help really the designers in their quest for both inspiration and being able to look at the whole back catalogue of products. So to do that, we created a virtual wall of inspiration, if you like. So through the interface that we designed for the Artesia digital asset management system, we enabled designers to pick particular items that interested them, and they could do this through a number of entry points into the database. So one would be by categories. So you had, for instance, different seasons, summer, winter, or through male, female, but also through inspirational themes. And then you could create your own virtual pinboard, if you like, a cross between a pinboard and a mood board of content you found in the digital asset management system. And our idea was to play with the space, the spatial confines of the interface. So the idea was that in the same way that previously they would have that initial key inspirational theme, as I said before, like Wimbledon in the 1930s. So our idea was that you'd be able to have your key inspirational image in the center of the screen, and then you could position your different images that you'd found in the database around that central image, and the further from the image you dragged the images, the smaller they would become. So the idea was to create this visual mood board on the screen that you could then take with you to the physical space and start finding the real garments that corresponded to that mood board. So that mood board really represented your wish list of garments, which you can then book. So you could send a message to the archive manager in the physical archive, walk over the road to the physical archive, and collect those garments and check them out of the physical space. And to do that, we created a check-in, check-out table, which essentially was a custom piece of furniture that housed an RFID antenna and reader and screen embedded within the surface of the table. So then you would lay down on the table your pile of garments that you wanted to check out. They would then automatically be displayed as a list view on the table. And then you would have your own ID card that you would swipe on the side of the table, where there'd be a reader for your ID card, identifying who you are, and then confirm that you want to check out those garments, and then off you go. And as I said before, there was an additional smart fixture in the physical space that enabled you to just find out more if you're just browsing the physical space, being able to put any garment on this smart hanger that had a plasma screen next to it to find out more about the details of that garment, when it was designed, what the inspiration for that garment was, and so on. So that, in a nutshell, was the work that we did for Polo Ralph Lauren. I mean, I think from the point of view, I mean, just looking at it in hindsight, I think the key success factor for the project was having an archive manager at Polo Ralph Lauren who really owned the project, and it was really her baby, and it was thanks to her that we managed to really create that end-to-end solution. It's very interesting, RFID, I mean, because it's been around now for a fair amount of time. People have been talking about it within the customer-facing retail space for the last 10 years. And what we're seeing now, obviously, is the telephone companies really starting to embrace RFID. as a means to communicate between your phone and the real world. And, you know, we're seeing this a lot now in terms of digital wallets and the ability to use your phone as a way to pay for stuff in shops using NFC technology in the phone. And from, I mean, my personal interest now is really just looking at ways of exploring new solutions using NFC and RFID technology for people within both retail space and just in day-to-day lifestyle services.
Yeah, that's so fascinating. There will be a link to the article in the podcast notes on anotherdampodcast.com. And lastly, what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
I think what it really taught me was just that the need to be able to always check your solution compared to what people are people's familiar working methods in the real world, and finding ways to always ensure that the solutions you're providing through digital asset management is actually complementing and improving the methods that people already are familiar with in the real world, to ensure that they don't only use it once, but continue using it so it's sticky, instead of just, oh wow, that's great, but then they only use it once and don't use it anymore. It's about maintaining people's loyalty to these services.
I couldn't even say that better if I tried. Thank you so much, Rob. Well, for more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another Damn Podcast is available on Audioboo, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.